Hezbollah is in its golden era. This was the main outcome of the Israeli annual intelligence report on the geostrategic status of the Israeli regime in the Middle East. Israeli intelligence agency Mossad briefed a diplomatic security inner cabinet headed by the Israeli Premier Benjamin Netanyahu and high-profile security officials last Tuesday night. The report reflected Tel Aviv's fears of the Lebanese resistance movement's growing power, despite being involved in combat against armed Takfir groups in Syria on the one hand and encountering, quote, other terrorist organizations in inside Lebanon on the other.
Israelis believe that Hezbollah has gained much experience from the Syrian battle, namely by participating in defensive rather than offensive guerrilla warfare. Hezbollah fighters have also made a huge leap forward by gaining practical, tactical, and strategic experience.
The report, which came against the backdrop of the Geneva nuclear accord reached by Tehran and the P5+1, essentially saw that the Islamic Republic of Iran and its allies are Tel Aviv's most dangerous enemies.
Tel Aviv worries of Tehran's nuclear program do not stem from the nuclear program itself, but rather from the network of alliance which Tehran will expand with regional countries. The growing regional impact of Tehran and its allies poses a threat to Tel Aviv at a time when the balance of power is already leaning towards the axis of resistance.
Meanwhile, Israeli media have reported that the Israeli intelligence has refused to side with Netanyahu against the U.S.'s approach to reach a peaceful solution with Tehran over its nuclear energy program. In light of certain regional developments that have kept countries' armed forces focused on domestic affairs, the annual Israeli intelligence report found that the Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah was in better shape. The report says that the Lebanese resistance movement poses a more dangerous threat to Tel Aviv than other countries' armies. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Beirut.